Right now, we turn to a story about a standoff between the IRS and the nation's oldest civil rights organization. On Friday, the NAACP told the IRS in an open letter that it will not comply with an audit request filed last October. NAACP lawyers argue in the letter that the IRS probe is politically motivated and therefore inappropriate. In response, a spokesperson from the Treasury Department described the NAACP as one organization of many being investigated. Jim Drinkard reported on the story for USA Today. He joins us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
First, what did the NAACP have to say in that letter?
Well, they said essentially that the IRS audit of their organization was an illegitimate undertaking, and it had been prompted by politics and not by any wrongdoing on their part. And they basically dismissed it and said, we're not going to cooperate with you.
Now, what's the basis of the IRS audit? Do we know?
Well, the IRS, a couple weeks before the election last year in October, sent a notice to the NAACP. It was one of a number of nonprofit groups that they sent similar notices to, saying, we are auditing you, we're investigating you for improper political activity. And the one specific thing they cited was a speech that the group's director, Julian Bond, had made to the organization's national convention earlier in the summer. In that speech, Bond made some fairly harsh attacks on President Bush, although he had some criticism for John Kerry as well. But the harshest comments were directed at Bush. And although he did not specifically call for the election of defeat of a candidate, he left little doubt with his listeners as to who he favored.
Nonprofit organizations are partly nonprofit on the basis of that they will not participate in political activities.
Precisely. The NAACP is what's called a 501c3 organization. It's a charity under IRS rules. It's a category that includes hospitals, relief groups, churches, schools, and they not only are—
National Public Radio, for that matter. But
they are not only exempt from taxes, but people who donate to them can deduct their donations on their tax returns. So they get sort of a double subsidy from the federal government and therefore are the most restricted category of tax-exempt groups
these
in the IRS rules.
Other nonprofits that the IRS is investigating, are they also being investigated for allegedly improper political activity?
That is our understanding. However, the IRS can say very little, nearly nothing about this because of privacy laws. The NAACP, to my knowledge, is the only group that has come forward in this way and made it a public cause that it is being investigated and in contesting it in a very public way.
And the complaint, as I understand it, came from two members of Congress.
That's right, and that's the main basis, or one of the that's the primary basis on which NAACP seems to be basing its charge of political motivation. That the IRS commissioner, in a letter to two members of Congress, both senior Democrats, in the House Ways and Means and Finance Committees, Max Baucus and Charlie Rangel. In this letter, he mentioned these two members of Congress having filed a complaint. Now, the IRS won't say who they are. We don't even know what party they're from. So it's hard to know whether the charge of political motivation is true or not.
Most of us, when we are summoned for an audit by the IRS, don't have a lot of wiggle room. What can the NAACP do here? They've breathed defiance in this letter. Can they actually resist it?
Well, interestingly, we think of the IRS as a huge irresistible force, but apparently this is not uncommon that taxpayers with a lot at stake or with high-priced lawyers drag their feet a bit in cases like this, refuse to cooperate. And what that does is it forces the IRS to then go to the Justice Department and seek to take the matter into court, where the courts could compel someone to comply with a summons.
What does this imply for nonprofit organizations? And you can cite any number of them, from environmental activists to churches of all kinds, that make it pretty clear which candidate they're endorsing.
Well, it's interesting. In the past, it's my understanding that the IRS has taken a fairly narrow view of what constitutes impermissible political activity. It almost has to come to the level of specifically saying vote for
Jones,
so-and-so.
Yeah.
In this case, Julian Bond's comments fell short of that. So Their lawyer, the group's lawyer, a gentleman named Mark Owens, who interestingly used to head the IRS Exempt Organizations branch, he says that this may suggest that the IRS is taking a more expansive view, trying to redefine what is political activity and reach out further to catch up this kind of activity.
Well, we'll have to see where this goes. Jim Drinkard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Jim Drinkard writes for USA Today and joined us here in Studio 3A.